welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And if you are listening this today, on the day that it comes out, which is Thursday, that means that it is the last day to sign up for Gabrielle Bernstein's Spirit Junkie Masterclass digital course online. And you know, if you listen to Monday's podcast, that this has been a huge course that really helped me to embrace my authentic self, my authentic truth, and get paid for doing what I love. So you guys, if you want to go and check that out, it closes today, and you know what I'm doing. I'm affiliating for her, and I am giving you a free, absolutely free Bliss Project ticket to my 2018 Bliss Project beginning of March, first weekend in March of next year. And that is a $699 retail value. So if you know that you want to go and you know that you already want to take our course, make sure that you jump on it. If it's calling to you like it called to me, then it is about to change your life. And then you get a free Bliss ticket to meet all of your sisters in person. So you guys, speaking of that, the quickie today is on supporting yourself. And you guys, if you know that you want to start supporting yourself, that is at loriharder.com/Gabby, G-A-B-B-Y. And you can check that out in the show notes. So you can go to that now or right after this quickie. And like I said, supporting yourself. So in order to feel supported, we first must support ourselves, because it's not going to just show up in our life ever unless we choose to do it first and we really start looking at the ways that we can support ourselves. So I want to read you this quote. It says, "A true relationship is someone who accepts your past, supports your present, loves you, and encourages your future." So if you want to have a beautiful, supportive relationship with yourself, you will accept your past. You will support yourself in the present, and you will love and encourage yourself into the future. So how can you do that? I remember all the time I used to say things like, I don't have friends who are thinking like I am. I don't have friends in this industry. All my friends don't get me. They all still want to drink. They all still want to go out. So this is why I'm stuck doing what I'm doing. This is why every weekend I have such a hard time, is because, you know, Friday rolls around, and even though I want to be healthy and be fit and I have these other goals, all of my friends are like this. All my family's like this. And I don't know anyone else doing this. So guess what I would do? I would succumb to what everybody else was doing, because I wasn't quite ready to accept the fact that I was not willing to support myself first. And that's not an easy place to be at when we have to face ourselves head on, right? That quote, wherever you go, there you are, because you have to face yourself. What are you running from? A lot of times I was running from the fact that I was not ready to let go of those short-term pleasures. I wasn't ready to support myself and get out of my own way and step into my fear in order to become the person that I needed to be to reach my goals. So what did I need to do? I had to first support myself. I had to say, okay, the only person who is going to grab my hand and take me to my goals and say, okay, you can't do this anymore, is me. So what did I need to do? I had to figure out what I could do on a Friday or a Thursday, or what could I set as an appointment on Saturday morning so that I would make sure that I wouldn't go out all night, or that I would want to be in bed, or that I would just want to feel really good for Saturday and live in a new and different way, that I would meet people who would start thinking differently. And then once I started doing that and got my health in check, because that was my first priority, I couldn't even think of what I wanted to do because I felt so crappy. So find the most pressing thing that you need. What's the most pressing way that you must support yourself now? If you can't even think of what you want to do or what course you want to join or who you want to have as a mentor or what book you want to read because you can't even stay focused for more than 5 seconds, or you don't even feel good enough to get to the gym, then your first most pressing thing is to support yourself in a way just to feel better, to get more rest, to get more sleep, to eat healthier food, to start looking for people who believe a different way than maybe who you're hanging around right now. And that's not gonna be easy. But the thing is if we don't start choosing to support ourselves, then you have to get really good and comfortable with the idea that you are never going to change. So that's no fun either. That one really sucks too. So for me, it was like I had to fast forward 5 years into the future and say, if I don't change, if I don't face myself, if I don't face my fear, am I okay with waking up in 5 years, still not doing what I want to do, doing the same thing, feeling unfulfilled, feeling suppressed, feeling like I'm not being myself, like I'm not living my authentic truth? Like, what am I suppressing? What am I giving up? What beautiful parts of me that God planted in me as a gift does he want me to show that I'm suppressing and looking up and saying, you know what? Thank you so much for this awesome message that you gave me and this awesome dream. And I'm just not equipped to be able to live it out. I'm sorry. You just didn't give me all of the tools that you gave her or him in order to get this dream out there. And that absolutely is not true, because I want you to really think of that. I want you to look up, or whatever you believe, source, Buddha, God, whatever you believe, and just feel what it feels like to say out loud, I'm sorry, you didn't give me what I needed to live out this message. That's not the truth, and you know it. It's that we must be willing to climb the mountain in order to get the view. So what is your Everest? But who can you grab to climb with, right? Because I'm not going to climb that mountain alone. I'm going to make sure that I support myself and go to the people and go to the places and go to the things and read the books and listen to the podcasts and listen to the songs and get inspired and do that thing, because you cannot die without letting that message out. Yes? Say yes. Say it with me. I dare you. You're in your car, or you're running, or you're on a walk. We're going to look like crazy people. Yes, yes, yes. It is time. It is now. And we can't wait anymore, because you can either choose complete suppression and feeling even worse than you do now, or you can face your fear and you can get the most beautiful blessings that are better than you can ever possibly imagine. Anything that I can possibly tell you, you can live heaven on earth right now, or you can continue to spiral down. Those are the only two options. So let's support ourselves. I want you to go home or think of right now, what is a way that you need to support yourself right now? And you have to schedule it into your calendar, because I know I've talked to you guys about this before, but I can take one look at your calendar and tell you if you're going to be successful. So if someone said, you know, I'm going to use this as an example because I'm playing guitar. If someone said, I want to learn guitar, but I looked at their calendar and they never had a guitar lesson in there or any time that they were going to sit down and learn it, do you think they're going to learn it? Hell no. So you're going to go to your calendar and you're going to time block times that you absolutely are going to do this thing to support yourself. So whether it's once a week for 30 minutes, or whether it is 3 times a week for 20 minutes, whatever it is, be realistic, start even smaller than you think, try it for a week, then do it the next week, and schedule. So that when I look at your calendar, I can say, hey, yeah, you got this. Like, you're supporting yourself every single week. I see it in your calendar. It's planned. You're following through. This is amazing, right? So plan it. If you miss something, forgive yourself, get back to planning, fail faster, right? Fail faster for better success. So it's also about that relationship with failure. Failure rocks, you guys. You can't do anything without it. It's just that you've been focusing more on the failure than you have on the blessing. So when you start focusing on the blessing instead of the failure, that's when you don't mind failing, because the blessing's on the other side. But we have to remember that. So you guys, thank you so much for being here. It means the world to me that you share this podcast. I'm obsessed with seeing you guys share it on Insta stories with your friends. I love when you tag me. I love when you upload it. That's the only way that I can get epic guests on this podcast. And you guys, you know that I would love to get people like Tony Robbins, Marie Forleo. So I need you to share it. I need you to rate and review it. So if you love this podcast and you want more incredible guests, I would love if you would get off of this podcast, or right after you would get off of this podcast, if you'd go onto your computer and you would pull up your iTunes account and you would subscribe, give me a 5-star rating and a review. That would be so beautiful. And if you could share it on Facebook as well, I know it's a big ask, but I love talking to you guys and I would love to continue talking to you and bring on incredible guests, but you're the only way I'm going to do that is if these ratings and reviews keep on going. So please, please, please do me the favor. And I so appreciate you. And until next time, I am like spunky tonight. Earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.